Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Another day of talking politics over a cup of coffee. So grab one, or if you're driving, carefully sip one. Listen to the next hour or participate in the next hour as we talk about these issues, issues that are important to your future, to your world, that of everybody you care about, with an eye towards changing your world. Yeah, we do that by how we talk about these issues, political issues of the day, and exactly how they might be relevant to you persuading a persuadable person. Just imagine, seriously, imagine how powerful it would be if each of us in a year were just able to persuade one person through meaningful conversations, not debating, not arguing with them, but just one person, to persuade them to change their political alliances from not caring or from caring but the wrong way to becoming conservative first and foremost. So let me ask this question. I mean, do you think you could have a meaningful conversation with someone? Will he or won't he? Huh? Yeah. What on earth am I talking about? Will he or won't he? Will Donald Trump run again for president in 2024? He said on Sean Hannity's show last night that he's made up his mind, but he wouldn't say what that decision was. And of course, he is a master showman. So why should he reveal when he can hold everybody in suspense? Yeah. I think so. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. You want to comment on that? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, here in Oregon, some interesting things are happening. First is, you know, one of the last bastions of really of conservatism is the timber industry. Now, the timber industry has been a stalwart against really against the modern Democrat Party, which has sought to destroy the timber industry because cutting trees is an evil thing. We must never cut another tree. That's why, you know, with the digital world, you don't need paper anymore, right? So anyway, it is a new director of the Oregon Forest Industries Council is a former state legislator. He's a Democrat. Ooh. Now, is this smart or is it not? Because retiring from the head of being the OFIC is a gal I've known for many years, Christina McNitt. Long, long history of working in the forest, in the tree business. Conservative but smart. She has guided them. But now, of course, there's been this big fight with Kate Brown, because what the left seeks to do, friends, is take every single thing that has been a stalwart and a bastion of conservative thought in America, and they are compromising it down. Look at what's happened in the U.S. military. By the way, did you see Trump calling for Mark Milley's resignation? What a buffoon this man is, Mark Milley. I mean, it's pathetic. In fact, there's an Oregon Catalyst story today about five moves that Donald Trump has done this week. The border visit. He's starting to do rallies again. Held his first major rally in Ohio. 20 to 40,000 people. Joe Biden can't attract those kinds of numbers. And he's got one planned in Florida for July 3rd. Radio appearance. Now, I did not know this, that the Rush Limbaugh show has now become the Clay and Buck show. I mean, I just kind of quit listening to it after Rush passed. I hate to say that. He wrote a guest column, by the way, also in the Washington Times. I built the wall. Biden built a humanitarian catastrophe. And he calls, of course, for the firing of Mark Milley after the general made himself to look like an idiot for politicizing the military over political books and transgenderism. So the question is asked, and this is what got me to ask this question of you. The question got asked at the end of this article in the Oregon Catalyst. These events make up a wild week of Trump as an aggressive moves. Will they succeed? Where does this lead to? So he's on with Hannity last night, right? And he's asked this question by Hannity, knowing Hannity, of course, knowing that he's not going to answer him. But he asked the question anyway. Are you going to run for president again in 2024? And the crowd erupts because it's a kind of a town hall format. Everybody's, yeah. And, of course, Trump being the master showman and holding everybody in suspense, declines to answer, and Hannity asks him, so have you made up your mind? He says yes, but he doesn't say what that is. Holding everybody in suspense. So Trump's out there. Trump stands as a bulwark against every attack of the left because he criticizes on the Pentagon. And now we have in Oregon, see how I'm knitting these stories together? Brilliantly. Just kidding, folks. Come on. You know me better than that. The left seeks in Oregon to compromise and water down the influence of the last bastion of conservative donors, the timber industry. That's what this appointment of former Democrat state senator from Eugene, Chris Edwards, is. Now, here's the back of that story. He's been a lobbyist for the last 10 years for the OFIC. Now he's become its head. Christina McNitt is retiring. So how bad has it been? Now, just ask yourself this question. Is it smart to hire a Democrat to lobby a Democrat legislature? Is it smart to hire a Democrat who's kind of a moderate but still a liberal, who grew up in a family business that had a small lumber mill outside of Eugene and later ran a small timber import-export company? Is it smart to hire somebody with that background to represent the timber industry to an ever-increasing liberal leftist Democrat legislature? Is that smart? Or do you fear that ultimately they will be compromised as the Pentagon is being compromised to a point where they cannot be effective in serving you or being the last bastion of conservative donors? The timber industry is in Oregon. Folks, they and the real estate industry, they're the people that are driving the bus with the Republicans. Let's just be honest, okay? The Republicans in the legislature. I'm just going to state it the way it is, folks. And the smart strategic play on the part of the Democrats is to compromise them, because if you think about it, if you're a timber owner, private timber owner, and you've been given money to defeat the Democrats and Kate Brown, the Democrats are constantly trying to do things to hurt you, and they are constantly fighting with you to hurt your business, At what point do you yell, "Uncle, please don't hurt me anymore," and start giving money to? Now, I guarantee you, some of these timber owners that are conservative Republicans that I know are smart and do give money to Democrats. Because you see, your money has a voice, just like it does in the kingdom of God. When you give your offerings and your tithes, it does when you give it to politicians. Even politicians you don't like. Because the fact that you gave them a little bit of money means that they likely will take your call because they want more of your money. And they think they're compromising you by the fact that you gave them money. Have they? In some ways they have. Because here's what they know. They know that now you're going to be a little more careful and cautious about which Republicans you give money to as a conservative timber company owner. Because you have to give some to Democrats, and you don't want the Democrats to hurt you. Because with redistricting coming up, and folks, I don't care. I do not buy this lie of this redistricting commission set forth by the legislature that is equal Republicans and Democrats, right? We talked about that a couple months ago. Come up with a redistricting plan. Folks, it is not much is going to change. If you were the party in power, ask yourself this. If you were the party in power, no matter what, would you allow anything to change that has led to your ascension to power? No, of course not. Now, here's the cool thing for the Democrats. They're making it seem like they're magnanimous to Republicans because Republicans didn't walk out and shut down their leftist agenda. The reality is this. If everything just stays status quo in this so-called legislative, equally balanced redistricting group, if everything stays status quo and nothing changes, the Democrats still win. Because the way it's written right now, the way the legislative lines for the state house and Congress are written right now, the Democrats are winning. They don't need to do any. They don't need to increase anything. They're there. And they know they can buy off Republicans with a few million dollars each. So that's what we're talking about today. Should Trump run again in 2024? Will he or won't he? Let me take that a step further. If you think he should, why should he? I'd love to get your perspective. If you think he should not, why should he? That and there's more, and we'll get to all of it as we go along today. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Duke GMC talk line. What do you think Trump should do in 2024? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We are back. Great to have you with us. Should Trump run for re-election in 2024 or not? What would be the benefits or the positives if he did? What would be the negatives if he did? Or if he should not, if your opinion is that he should not run, why? If you think he should run, why? I'd love to get your perspective on that. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails, of course, to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Dwight writes a great email. So the Democrats are, it's a misunderstanding is the headline. The Democrats are now attempting to blame Republicans for promoting defund the police. That's like O.J. Simpson coming out and saying he will help find the real killer. Yeah. Yeah, how true that is. Friends, it is the 1st of July. And you know what? It's the beginning of a new month. It's a hot month. And in the throes of heat, I know we've got a couple of cool days here, but folks, it's going to heat up again. And if your air conditioning system is not working well for you, you really need to call Freedom Heating and Air. They will take care of you, and they'll do it quickly, because emergency services are one of the cornerstones of how they have built their business for over 40 years here in the Salem metro area. But they rise, I mean, they work outside of that. I told you the story where I was driving the piece of farm equipment home a couple of Saturdays ago, and passing me safely, of course, was a Freedom Heating and Air van on a Saturday, on a hot day, because they're out doing what they do best, taking care of their customers. Why don't you give them a call? And you just go to their website, check out all of the ways you can communicate with them. It's freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. It's really easy. They'll take care of you. Great discounts for veterans and seniors too. freedomheatingandair.net. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Should Trump run for re-election? If he should, why? If he shouldn't, in your opinion, why should he not? Love to get your perspective. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. What do you say today? Kathy, good morning. I can't hear you. There you are.
What?
You're good.
What did you say?
You're good. Go for it.
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me, Kathy?
Okay, now I can.
There we go.
Okay. I think it's more of a question is that he can't help himself because he's really a patriot. He's not doing it because he's got a big ego or whatever. And he may have a big ego, but that's not why he wants to be president. He really does want what's best for our country. So I just think that he can't help himself.
Now, you bring up, I think, a salient point as to just psychologically why Donald Trump appealed to people to begin with. And I think you're right. I think it will appeal to him, or appeal to people even more, and it's probably why he runs. And it's because the point, what you pointed out, he didn't need to run to begin with. He had everything. And now he wants to run again, we think, because he is a patriot. He loves America. He cares about this country. Don't you think that will speak volumes again to people and they'll support him?
Well, yeah, but people that really aren't listening, I've said this before, they're still talking about him mocking a handicapped person. And that's been debunked over and over again. But they're still talking about it. So there's going to be some people that just can't get past the personality parts that they don't like. And they're not listening to the real message.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the fruit of that is going to be borne out as inflation increases and impacts everybody's life. As Joe Biden continues Barack Obama's radical transformation of every institution in America, every conservative institution, including the military. Right. And in the judges that Joe Biden appoints, because he just appointed or nominated a radical leftist union lawyer from Oregon for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Elections matter. And that's why it is. I think it is so important for the future of this country that Donald Trump runs again. Kathy, thank you. You brought up such an important point. You really did. Your motivations for running for office. You know, when I advise candidates who want to run for office, I always ask first, why? Why are you running for office? Because ultimately, that is the motivation that speaks the loudest to people. And Trump didn't need to run for office at all. And if he runs again, knowing that he can, and today, of course, they're making this silly story out of the fact that his CFO has surrendered himself in New York for tax crimes. Folks, you know what it was? If you watch the financial shows, at least Fox Business, it's a nothing burger. It's because he might have, the CFO might have accepted a suit as a gift from Trump, his boss, and not reported it on his taxes. Oh, the horror of it. But the unthinking are simply going to see the headline and how the left is trumpeting it as more corruption on part of Donald Trump. And all of it is meant to grab the headlines and to influence thought and opinion about Trump. The left cannot afford to have him run again. He threatens, for the very reasons Kathy just articulated, he threatens their hold on power. Don't you think? Should Trump run again or not? I want to know what you think about it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What do you think? Should he or should he not? And why? We're back in a moment. It is 6:30. Don't.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Here's what we're talking about today. If you're just joining us on Political Coffee. So, should Donald Trump run again in 2024 or not? Last night on Hannity's show, he said he'd made up his mind, but he didn't say, of course, what. So if he should, why should he? If he shouldn't, why shouldn't he? Love to get your perspective. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Freddie writes me a text message and says, why is Trump running or not a question? Do we want America, the land of the free, of men and women, or will we be ever like every other country on the planet, controlled by few and limited opportunity for our children to fulfill their dream of a life? Trump has shown us how corrupt America has become. We need him more than ever. Yes, please run. He's a fighter for free men and women. Amen. Are those good reasons? Trump showing how corrupt America has become. News media, certainly the politicians, even Republican politicians. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Got an email from Ronnie about Mike Nierman, House District 23 choices. And guys, hang on the phones because I'm going to get to you in just a momento. But I sent this to the commissioners. He writes, I have a feeling that none of them, it will either be the choices of the commissioners, Jim Bunn or Anna Scharf, a lobbyist or a puppet. Ainsworth and Pope to Marion County or Polk County commissioners. are not for former Representative Nierman. So I guess being a Republican is built on greed, envy, power, or turning their back, thy back, on thy foundational constitutional values, and only care about due process if it benefits an outgoing commissioner. Please pray for thy right outcome. Ron from Salem. Well said. We'll go to the phones. We'll start with Art, and then we'll move to another caller. So everybody hang on. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Should Trump run again or not?
Well, I think he's going to wait to see what happens in the midterms, how much gets cleaned up, and then, of course, he'll make his decision. He's obviously the head of the Republican Party, and, you know, if you listen to his words, I think that's where he's sitting. Depending on what happens in the midterms, how much garbage gets cleaned up, and then he'll make his decision. Obviously, you know, Trump's main goal is to make and keep America great again, and getting the Senate back, the House back, and getting some true reforms is top on his mind. I think he'll make his decision, you know, after the midterms. And in my eyes, you know, just listening to him, right now it's sitting about 50-50. If things are cleaned up and the party is on the right track and stuff, Jeff, he may just be happy with where he sits as a key leader in the Republican Party. So that's what I think. I think he's, you know, listening to him, he's right at a 50-50 right now. He's got a list of what he wants to see happen across the country to improve, including the election process. Look what just happened in New York. You know, that fiasco where that they counted...
Yeah, for the mayor's election. 135,000 sample ballots they counted. It's pathetic. You are right. And I'm going to let you go, Art, because I need to move on to the next caller. I appreciate your thoughts today. I got to tell you that Art points out something. The left screws up everything they touch, including an election. I mean, it's stunning. You would think they'd have this figured out, right? Well, apparently not. 135,000 ballots, sample ballots. In the mayoral primary, they counted. It's unbelievable. All right, we got to go to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what do you say about Trump running again? Yes or no?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight.
How are you?
I'm good, friend.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I think Trump should run again, definitely. He's the only guy that I see that can stand up to China. He's got the experience, he's got the business knowledge, and he's got the guts to do it.
You're right. He absolutely does. So do you perceive that China is this massive threat to American liberty?
I definitely do.
Yeah, you're not alone. But what do you think Joe Biden's going to do with China?
Do with China or for China?
Well, for China, probably, to be honest.
I think to use some of your terminology, I think Joe might give away the farm.
There you go, and you're right about that. Thanks, Dwight. Yeah, I'm going to let you go because you're right. giving away the farm, that's right. Yeah. It's time out harvesting grassy crops. Next one, good to hear you. By the way, Dwight, I got to tell you, I had breakfast at Neufeld's restaurant in Almsville, and I talked to Jerry. And he listened because you let him know that I was going to be talking about his email, and I appreciated that. And had a great breakfast there, folks. Go patronize great patriots like Neufeld's in Almsville. There's a free commercial for you, Gail. I want you to hang on because I want to continue to pose this question to you, folks. What's the benefit of Trump running? You know, these judges he's put on the bench, that benefits the cause of liberty and everything you care about for generations to come. But there's a political reason why. Do you want the American military becoming nothing more than puppets of the transgender leftist movement, being feminized to the point where they're ineffective, so that China can roll over us? Or any other? Russia, maybe? How about the mullahs of Iran? How about North Korea? Do you want our military becoming a social welfare organization, which started massively under Bill Clinton? Do you want that? Is that good for America? Donald Trump will stop that because it's happening right now under Joe Biden. So also is the attack on every other institution. Like, for instance, I'm watching the Gateway Pundit website. The story they had about a transgender was crowned Miss Nevada. We were the first trans to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which Trump used to own. I bet he's just livid about this. A transgender, a guy who thinks he's a gal is now going to compete in a beauty pageant meant for women only. Do you want that to continue? If so, keep voting against Donald Trump. But if you don't want it to continue, Donald Trump sends a message that all of this silliness is just that, silliness, and we're not going to tolerate it because it doesn't make America great. It makes us weak. Before I go to Gail, friends, I want to remind you of our new advertiser, Pfeiffer Roofing. They're based in Salem. They've been in business since 1978. Trevor Pfeiffer is the second generation owner of the company. They take care of you, folks. They have a new product called RoofMax. And if you go to their website, you can watch a video about RoofMax. Now, what is RoofMax? RoofMax is a product you cannot get anywhere except Pfeiffer Roofing. It extends the life of your roof up to 15 years. It's a spray-on technology, and it's made from all-natural soybeans. No kidding. If you go to PfeifferRoofing.com, that's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. Click on their website. Click on RoofMax, and they describe what it is that RoofMax is, and they have a great video. You can literally watch them applying the product, and it shows you what the product does. There are five key benefits of RoofMax. Restores your shingles to be closer to the health of brand new shingles. It adds resistance to the elements, including hail damage, by up to 24%. Now, we don't worry too much about that here. It does happen. But isn't that amazing? It increases the flexibility of your old shingles to allow the shingles to move in the wind and the rain without breaking. If you've ever been on your roof and seen what happens when that happens, it ought to worry you. RoofMax helps. And number four, the product is completely safe for the environment and people, animals, and your property. And number five, the protective coating does not increase the fire risk of your home. Folks, it has a five-year warranty on it, and it's transferable to a new owner. If you're thinking about selling your house, instead of putting a new roof on it, try RoofMax. Check them out, friends. 503-647-4725. RoofMax costs a fraction of a new roof. 503-647-4725. Gail, hang on. I promise I'll get to you on the other side of this break. Lots more to talk about. Should Trump run again? If so, why? If not, why not? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. As I promised, we'll go right to the phones. We'll start with Gail. Gail, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Jeff, question. Do I think President Trump should run again? I don't know if they let somebody run for a third term.
Yeah. Well, technically, that's not what's going on.
Well, you know what? We might just be wrong. And when they ask him about running about in 2024, he doesn't say anything. But what he did say at the rally in Ohio is that we can't think about 2024. We can't even think about 2022 until we clean up this voter fraud. And so I think once that is cleaned up, and if you listen to Sidney Powell and maybe even Flynn, something's happening. And constitutionally, you know, if they find somebody who's been wrong, they write it. Not necessarily in the presidential race, that hasn't been proven, but there's always a first. And so
well, there is.
I don't think he has to run.
Well, I mean, he's clearly not in the office of the president right now. So he would have to run again. And it is beneficial that he does, in my opinion. For instance, George Ramos, the uber left reporter, anchor for Univision, confronted, he said, Trump yesterday down in the southern border of Texas. And Trump says to him, we won. So Ramos tweets that, and then he stupidly tweets a powerful statistic, folks. Listen to this. He says, according to Pew, this is George Ramos, tweets this yesterday. Pew, Trump got 38% of the Latino vote in 2020 in comparison to 28% in 2016. So in 4 years, Donald Trump picked up 10% of the Latino vote. What is happening on the southern border? The Democrats are flooding. Yes. Latinos here. Why, Gail? Because they want the vote. Yet Trump is picking up huge numbers of it. He has to continue to do this because that has a huge impact. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate you hanging on through the break. Before I go to Rebecca, I want to remind you folks, I use CBD because it works for me. But I use all natural Oregon grown CBD, which is the highest quality you can find. And it is made from Oregon grown hemp. And CBD comes from a lot of places. And you don't know what you're getting. But you do if you buy it from Salem-based Pro Bioscience. Because they use only Oregon-grown hemp. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And if you order any of their great products, like the pain stick that I use that really helps me deal with my pain naturally, no drugs, use the discount code for the month of July, the word HOT, H-O-T, HOT, and you get 15% off. You can also find their products at Liquivana vape shops in both Silverton and Molalla, or the tobacco pouch here on Edgewater. Pro-bioscience.com. Rebecca, welcome. Your thoughts today.
Good morning. I believe that if God gives him breath and life, which I fervently pray that he does, Trump will serve America further by declaring for the presidency. But in the meantime, he's serving America wonderfully right now. And I believe that he was serving America wonderfully when he ran those bulletin boards years ago demanding Trump, Obama's birth certificate. And
yes,
the people
yeah.
the people who panicked and created a birth certificate for Obama did 9 layers of computer work, and then they did a crucial error. They forgot to download it, print it out, and then resubmit it to the computer, scan it in again so that it would exist in one layer. And Sheriff Joe Arpaio commissioned about 250 people to examine it for several years and gave the results of the examination. And so there's lots and lots of patriots who have stepped up all down through the years, and it's just been an amazing thing to watch. Even though Joe Arpaio put in the very best he could, it never got any media, but there it sits.
You're right. There it
sits. Proven that birth certificate.
Absolutely. That thing is so easily disprovable. For instance, they use the word African American on that birth certificate. In 1962, they did not use the word African American. They used the word Negro.
That's one example.
Yeah, that's just one of many examples. Rebecca, thank you. I appreciate it. Folks, some emails about Trump running or not. I'll start with Julie. Trump will not be indicted. He's recently signed loan papers for a sizable loan. No bank will extend a loan to anyone who's been indicted for anything as far as the value of property. Depends on which papers you read. Banks will revalue it at one price, realtors another, assessors a third, appraisers another's. That negates any charges New York State may hold. Trump should run, but drop the election problems. Sounds like whining. My least favorite emotion. Run, yes. DeSantis or Scott as Veep. Yeah. Or Mike Pompeo. Lee writes a message about run, Trump, run, he says. Many want Trump to run away. Funny, isn't it, that just a few years ago that people wanted a president that wasn't a polished politician. Running a country is far more complicated than running a business. Think of all the politics, childish, derelict behavior that you encounter at your job. Now think about what were the qualifications of past presidents to run such a multifaceted business. Why do we cheer and admire movies that portray a businessman that is successful? We don't have to like his tweets, how he might focus on seemingly trivial issue. No, we don't have to like him or any other president. We need a strong, ruthless, but fair, compassionate, driven businessman that can't be bought off, doesn't need the office to excel his career or to extend or to turn this country around. Who do you know that has those qualities? A great point. Linda writes a question. I think he should run again so he can correct the mistakes he made in depending on other people's decisions, especially when it comes to personnel. If he has a Republican House and a Republican Senate, a lot of things can be done. They won't make the same mistake again, hopefully, when they had both houses. First thing they need to do is get rid of McCarthy and McConnell as leaders. Don't let his family be his advisors. Regarding personnel, he said as much in a statement in the past week or so. He's learned a lot, and he wants to fix the mistakes he made. Well said. But a mistake you will not make is if you hire Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations to be a contractor to work on your home or your business. RighteousRenovations.com. Check out the great customer testimonies. You can't go wrong with Eric Azer and RighteousRenovations.com. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I'm deeply honored to have each and every one of you in the audience. Think about what we talked about today. What are the benefits of Trump running again in 2024? There's actually many more. Back tomorrow.